The Irish Independent and Irish Times both lead this morning with the pressure which the government came under yesterday for its mandatory hotel quarantine system. Under the headline, Donnelly hits back at EU as hotel quarantine row erupts, the Independent reports on criticisms levelled at the system by European Commission officials and the Italian ambassador Paolo Serpi, who described it as selective and discriminatory. Both papers report on Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly's defence of the system on last night's primetime and his assertion that regulations to allow fully vaccinated people to quarantine at home will be drafted and signed in the coming days. Minister Donnelly also announced that a second exemption has been introduced for elite and professional athletes arriving into the country. Nothing to stop us now. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mail, which, in common with the lead story in the Irish Examiner, leads on an upbeat note this morning, generated by comments made by the Taoiseach, the Leo Varadkar, acting CMO Ronan Glynn and Philip Nolan of NPHET, who all made resoundingly positive remarks yesterday about the prospect of the country being able to reopen during the summer. The Examiner focuses its lead story in the Taoiseach's comment that plans to allow hospitality, both indoor and outdoor, to reopen in June or July would be published by the end of the month. A plea from HSE boss Paul Reid to people living in the south not to cross the border to socialise in Northern Ireland when pubs reopen there for outdoor drinking and dining in 2 weeks' time generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Star. For its lead story, the Irish Sun reports on the 7-year jail sentence given to Darren Hoey from Mount Mellick in County Laois at the Circuit Criminal Court in Tralee yesterday for money laundering and other offences. He was found to have laundered more than €3.5 million for one of the country's most significant organised crime gangs after Gardaí seized cash at his home in Laois and at his holiday home in North Kerry, making it the largest cash seizure in the history of the state. The Irish News leads with the police search at a property in Moy, County Armagh, after a gun and ammunition were found on the premises by a member of the public. And the Times and Examiner both give front page coverage to the Criminal Justice Hate Crime Bill, which is due to be introduced by Justice Minister Helen McEntee this morning. Former model Yvonne Keating is pictured on the front of today's Independent with her 15-year-old daughter Ali, talking about a freak accident she had in 2019 when she was kicked by a horse, which left her with her face shattered and one of her arms broken. And finally, the Examiner reports this morning that An Post is to launch a set of stamps to honour the memory of 8 Irish Antarctic explorers. An editorial in the paper welcomes the inclusion of 5 Cork men in that list, one of whom is Edward Bransfield from Ballincurra, who we're told made one of the first Irish contributions to Antarctic exploration when he undertook a mission to explore reports of uncharted land in 1819.